Starting Monday, if you invest in a product that tracks the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it will now include Amazon. That's right, the online retail company is replacing an old-school store, Walgreens. The Dow Index tracks 30 key companies. It began publishing back in 1896 by journalists surnamed Dow and Jones. Let's talk about this with Robin Farzad, host of the public radio show Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
Hi there.
So Walgreens joined the Dow list in 2018, subbed in for General Electric. Now it's being nudged aside by Amazon. What is the significance of this swap here?
I think it's an emotional support or kind of, you know, evening news headline type thing. Look, the Dow is at about 38,000 right now. And you wonder, and yes, granted, the majority of indexers and managers do not index to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but it is the iconic headline venerable index, right? Going back to 1896. So it just annoys me that these guys have waited so long to add the likes of Apple and Amazon. I mean, you added Walgreens in 2018 when you could have added Amazon, but what stopped Amazon? Because its stock price was too high? They still have this antiquated way of computing the average where if you look at it right now, because its stock price, United Health, is higher than Apple's, it has a far higher weighting. When we know stock price doesn't really mean anything. It's like if I give you 10 dimes or a dollar, right? You should be indifferent, but you know, things are going to stay the way they are.
So I just step back and help us understand how this average works. How do the people, you know, in the room behind the curtain decide what companies make up this index?
Well, they're trying to take 30 of the most representative companies across transports, technology, retail, healthcare. But truth be told, if you see that they waited that long, you know, to boot General Electric, which had been in there for more than a century and had seen far better days, like it peaked at the turn of the century, then they put Walgreens in there. Well, why didn't you think that Amazon was more worthwhile than Walgreens to the extent that you have to do a U-turn after 6 years? I mean, there's still human input in this. A bunch of editors sit around and say, well, we want to do this, but we can't quite do this. What precipitated this was that Walmart announced it was going to have a 3-for-1 stock split, thereby making it possible to add another, you know, similarly priced stock to the index, when again, stock price should not matter, right? What if the likes of Amazon and Apple and NVIDIA and others were added 10 years ago? You might have a Dow Jones Industrial Average at 50,000, 55,000.
Yeah, right. And then if you have a stock split, suddenly that rate changes the simple math here. Just finally, there are all these indices out there, and a lot of us invest in funds that track, say, the Dow Index, the NASDAQ Index, the S&P Index. Is one of them better at actually tracking where the market, where the economy is going?
You would say that the S&P is the gold standard, the Standard & Poor's 500, but that too has become problematic, Scott, because some behemoths in there, a handful of, you know, more than trillion-dollar players are now really distorting the index. If you're buying it, you're buying, by extension, a tech fund, because around 30% of it is concentrated in what, the Magnificent Seven or Magnificent Eight. So I think the world is always looking for a better mousetrap. The Dow 30, it's amazing that it survived till 1896, but it is so antiquated.
Yeah, that is an annoyed Robin Farzad. He hosts a public radio show, Full Disclosure. Have a good day, Robin. Come on.
Likewise. Thanks.